It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. All right, joining us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline, it's our final visit with Dallas Hobbs. He's been with us all season long. Defensive tackle for the Cougs. Number 98 in your program, number one in your heart. You can follow him on Twitter at dhobbs92. The man is doing everything. He's a part-time where he's a co-owner of a brewery. He hosts like 13 different podcasts. He's a creative design artist. He's got his own business. He's got multiple businesses. He goes to school. He's at every single women's soccer game. And he's also a student as well. And he joins us every single week, brought to you by the Flat Stick Pub. Big thanks to the Flat Stick Pub. Great place to watch the Cougs each week. Locations in Kirkland, Pioneer Square, South Lake Union, Spokane, and Bellingham. In fact, I had several buddies who were at the game. They had taken a boat over. That's a way to go. And then when they got dropped off, they sent me a bunch of pictures that they ended their night at the Flat Stick Pub in South Lake Union.
Nice.
Just getting after it. Hey, Dallas, you'll like this. So for the last several months, we've been raising money for the Ronald McDonald House. The Ronald McDonald House is an outfit here in Seattle, and that serves Western Washington, Alaska, when kids that are sick and need like long-term care to be seen at Seattle Children's Hospital, so the families don't have to spend a bunch of money on hotels if they're coming from out of state or Eastern Washington. They stay at the Ronald McDonald House, and that house doesn't charge them any money. It roughly costs $30 a day to put them up, and they get their own apartment, kitchen, all that.
I think we got one in Minnesota. I want to say something sounds familiar to my sister,
maybe a St. Jude, which is kind of a similar thing, I believe.
We have a Ronald McDonald House too in Minnesota or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we've been raising
a little bit about it.
Yeah, we've been raising money for the last several months. We sell our studio naming rights every week. It's kind of a goof.
Okay.
We do it to raise money. We've raised like $31,000. So I had We had a bet with a guy in the afternoon who hosts our show. We are the Husky flagship station. I don't know if you know that, but we carry all the Husky games here. And so our afternoon show host and I put a bet together. We said, all right, whoever wins the Apple Cup has got to donate, the loser's got to donate $500 to the Ronald McDonald House. Then whoever wins, won it, we get to name the studio anything we want to name it, right? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So you are on the station right now. The name of the studio, we named the studio, Jim and I, of course, both Cougar fans and graduates. We renamed the studio this week to the 40-13 flag planting ass kicking studio here on 950 KJR. How does that sound, huh?
Hey, that's a great studio to be in right now.
Isn't it? You want to hear the moment that when it was really over for the Huskies? I'm going to play this for you. Maybe you haven't heard this yet.
This pass is tipped and intercepted and taken back by Armani Marsh all the way.
There you go. That is Armani Marsh.
There we go.
Touchdown. How was it? Tell us. I mean, how exciting was that last week?
It was very exciting, especially just the energy you saw on the sideline after every big play. The energy was great. The atmosphere was great. After the game was great. So many different fans coming up. I had if you saw the apple clip, just munching on that apple. It was a great thing.
What kind of apple was that? We just had a whole apple discussion in the last segment, ranking our favorite apples. Do you know what that kind of apple that was?
I got no clue what that apple was, but it was nice and juicy. Maybe, I can't remember what that apple
Not
was.
A Red Delicious, because that's the worst apple ever made.
I don't think it was a Red Delicious, but maybe it was. Take a look at the video, and you might be able to see the characteristics in it and make a call.
So, Dallas, what'd you think when your quarterback planted that crimson flag there on the purple W?
I cried.
I didn't see it. I don't know. I think I was recording my Apple video or something because I didn't even see it until it was on Twitter.
I thought it was awesome. I loved every minute of it. God, Jim's kid, Mikey, who's 17, we're going to send you the video because he's got the best video of it. He is probably, what would you say, he's 2 or 3 feet away from him?
Yeah, he was just really surprised when all of a sudden Delora showed up and he had the flag. And yeah, it's chaotic, the scene, but you can clearly see Delora planting that flag.
Dallas, you know, I sometimes think fans, the losing and all, even though it sounds weird, they take more of a, it's not an ownership of it. It stresses the fans out, probably, and alums who didn't play more maybe than the players. Hopefully this makes sense. You know, 7 years of not winning, and it just, you know, if you live in Seattle, you got to deal with it all the time because, you know, there's a lot of Husky fans over here and, of course, a lot of Coug fans over here as well. I felt what he did in the storming of the field was just like this let out of years of losing and finally a big weight off the shoulder of a bunch of alums. For you, the players, who I think always get over these losses quicker than fans because you got to get ready for the next game.
Yep.
You've been a part of these, though, for the last few years. What was it like for you and others, upperclassmen, to finally beat them and get that trophy?
Oh, it was great, you know, because they're obviously in the recent past, not too many people can say they beat the Huskies. So just having that under our belt was super exciting, especially, you know, what all these upperclassmen, all these leaders, the older guys went through in these past years. It's nice to some of them to end their college careers on that. So that was amazing and a great opportunity. It was just a great feeling all around.
Okay, Dallas, so since you're a player, I just assume things, and I shouldn't do that, but like next year, let's say that the game's going to be at Martin Stadium, and heaven forbid, but let's say the Huskies happen to win that game, and they took a purple flag and decided to plant it, their quarterback, whoever it is, Jake Haener, maybe Sam Heward, and they planted it on our logo there at Martin Stadium. Would you be, as a player, okay with that and go, well, I guess we had that coming because we did that last year, or would you defend our turf?
Oh, I no, everyone would be upset with it. Obviously, it's probably something they're going to try and do, but we're going to stop them from planting that flag, hopefully, you know, and keep this thing rolling.
There you go. See, that's the answer right there.
But couches would have, if this was in Pullman, couches would have been burning.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in school for when it first happened, when a couch was burned. It was actually ripped off of my front porch of where I was living and thrown into the street and lit on fire, and I walked. Yeah. Somebody came over to the bar and said, hey, you been back to the house yet? No? What's going on? Well, the party you guys had all day long, you know, because it was the beginning of finals when we had that party. The couch on your front porch is now in the middle of the street on fire. I said, okay, well, that's fun. And I was there when the National Guard came down from Spokane and was marching in the street. Yeah, that was a fun time over there. Take Jim and I inside. I love this stuff because I love the rah-rah, get you juiced up speech before a game, after a game. You know, I love watching. I know it's a movie. I love watching the movie Miracle when Kurt Russell gives the speech to Team USA before they, you know, they take on the Russians and, you know, their time is over, all that kind of stuff. I love it, all of it. What was it like pregame? What was the message from Dickert to you guys or other coaches who spoke, or maybe other players that spoke up before you guys took that field?
It was just, you know, a big, you know, pulling everything we've done great this season and, you know, putting it all out there, pouring our energy out on that field, not letting the emotions take over, make sure we still, you know, stay there mentally and focused, but just bring all the energy we got and, you know, really attack it. And I can say I think we did that. You know, we really brought it to them, and all across the board, special teams, defense, offense, all across the board, you know, we really poured it all out.
Yeah, boy, it was fun. The other thing, Dallas, what I do every week, and I love what they do over there at Washington State with the uniform reveal. And the last one was fantastic with Jahad Woods being at Cougar Country and then showing up in the icy whites. And I love those icy white uniforms and how you guys played on them in the Apple Cup. But do you guys do you get a sense for which uniform combination the players like the most?
I know, like, the all reds and the all whites. I think everyone's all about the all reds or all whites, not really mixing them up too much. They like the all solid colors.
The afterwards, obviously, very emotional in the locker room for you guys, and, you know, in all the upperclassmen, Jahad Woods and Justice Rogers, and I thought of, you know, Max Borgi and all of that. And the celebration that you guys had, and it was cool watching Dickert, you know, raise the trophy. And then we all just assumed right after that, well, they're going to name him the head coach. But there was probably some doubt. You spent more time, you and the defensive player spent more time with him because he was your guys' coach more than the offensive guys. Why is he the right fit, Dallas, to lead this program moving forward? He'll officially be introduced today at a press conference at 4 o'clock over there.
Yeah, no, I think he's just really pushes the right message all across the board. You know, it really transitioned to the whole team when he took the lead as active head coach or whatever they call that, acting coach, whatever. But, you know, it was just on defense. You know, all the defense players saw it all the time. Then you saw it really transition to the whole team and really bringing guys in and giving us these great messages, these great things to be better on and off the field. And just the way he talks and speaks is really inspiring. And the things he can do, you know, it's he's great.
Which bowl game do you want to go to?
Oh, you stole mine. That's what I was going to ask.
Probably Vegas. I feel like
there you go. It's only one right answer.
That's the easy flight. But I'd like Alamo Bowl again. That one was, I loved Alamo Bowl, and a lot of our team loved it down there. But, you know, Vegas is, we bring a lot of Coug fans there.
Well, yeah, Jim and I are both degenerate gamblers. So we are, so get a message to Chun for us if you see him today. Vegas. We got to get to Vegas. All right. We need about 10,000 Cougar fans to show up to Vegas.
The debt sharks will be circling all around everyone's hotel.
Have you ever seen Leaving Las Vegas, that movie with Nicolas Cage?
I think so.
Yeah, that scene where he's just drinking the vodka in the shower, that'd probably be me, probably at the end of that trip, just wrapping it all up. And you'll be back one more year, correct?
Yep, correct.
Now, that's going to be awesome. Well, congratulations. You know, I mean, Jim and I will speak for all the alums over here and fans who love that school. And Chris, who's our producer, went over there. It just was a long time. It just, there was a lot of emotion, I think, came out of a lot of people when that thing was finally over and, you know, when it finally hit triple zeros to finally end that streak and to see you guys celebrate. And for you, Dallas, and all the upperclassmen especially, you guys have, the last few years, have had to go through a lot. I mean, a lot that nothing kids in their 20s or, you know, teens should have to go through. So you guys persevered through a lot of stuff. You kept your focus on the field, and you have finished the season so strong. Go out, win the bowl game. Hopefully it's Vegas, and have a great off season. And we wish you the best for a senior season. And thanks so much for doing this all year long, Dallas.
Of course. I appreciate you guys. It's been a fun time, and, looking forward to next season.
Yeah, don't be a stranger. We'll check back in with you if we can. Thanks again, Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. There Thank you guys.
Yep.
Thanks, Dallas. Go Cougs, baby.
Go Cougs.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.